Denison, the Minnesota Timberwolves look to stop a four-game losing streak when they host Golden State this afternoon. The Wolves blew a 14-point lead to Chicago on Thursday night in a 120-115 loss, and forward Julius Randle says the team has lacked energy in recent games.
It's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of focus, pickup of intensity. I know typically around this time of year, guys are, you know, peeking at the calendar, looking for the break, but we got to find a way to finish out strong and win games we're supposed to, take care of home court and, you know, play how we play. So we haven't been doing that, obviously, and, you know, it's biting us right now.
Tip-off is at 4:30 this afternoon at Target Center. The Minnesota Wild host Florida tonight with the puck dropping at 8 p.m. Golden Gopher men's basketball hosts undefeated and seventh-ranked Nebraska today. Gopher coach Nico Medved.
It's awesome. I mean, our students should be back, right? Here in the barn, the crowds have been growing. The energy's been really, really good. You got the number, I don't know, what are they, seven, six? I don't know. I can't keep track. I just know they haven't lost a game yet. Coming into your house, I mean, what more could you want? A Saturday brunch basketball? Man, what could be better than that?
Tip-off is at 11 this morning at Williams Arena. Golden Gopher men's hockey lost to second-ranked Michigan State last night 3-1, while Golden Gopher women's hockey beat St. Cloud State 8-1. Golden Gopher wrestling lost to second-ranked Ohio State last night 29-9. Twins Fest is taking place this weekend at Target Field. Dozens of current and former players will be on hand to sign autographs. Also, the Twins have announced that longtime broadcaster and current special assistant Dick Bremer has been inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame, and the Twins have signed catcher Victor Caratini and left-handed pitcher Taylor Rogers. I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.